Okay, good morning. It is just a couple minutes after 11 a.m., Tuesday, July 5th, 2011. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're meeting in the 12th floor hearing room of the PSC. We have this morning a work session scheduled where we're going to be talking about, let's see if I have the case number GE-11-51, PSC versus Mitchell Feeds, Inc., which is a insolvency. And first we should probably, for the record or for anyone who's listening in, identify ourselves. This is Tony Clark, Commission Chair. I'm joined with by my fellow commissioners, Kevin Kramer and Brian Kalk. Sitting at the table, we have PSC Legal Counsel Mark Grumman and Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco. We have a number of other folks in the room as well. First, okay, that notice has gone out. And Sue Richter, Licensing Division Director, is here as well. Why don't we, first, if there are any welcoming comments from my fellow commissioners.
Good morning and welcome.
Oh, good morning and welcome.
Okay. We're going to be talking about the case first. There's a chance we may be going into executive session, which can be closed. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, because maybe talking about litigation strategy, which is one of the few exceptions to the open meetings laws. And we'll handle that as appropriate when we get there. With that, I'll turn it over to who's going to be the lead. Mark?
Just the status. Well, just from the very beginning, as I'm sure you're aware of, you've been through many insolvencies, but we have an insolvent roving grain buyer, Mitchell Feeds Incorporated. We've been granted trustee of the corpus, the trust fund, for these type of matters when they're insolvent. Currently, there's a creditor for Mitchell Feeds Incorporated that have filed an intervention motion in our North Dakota District Court action. Plus, our claimants have hired their own independent attorney who's filed a case in Minnesota, which I'll get to, and that's the Derek Broughton is his name, the Baumstark Broughton Law Firm, is representing certain claimants. In our matter, they may be intervening as well. As far as the Minnesota action, Baumstark Broughton, on behalf of, Derek Broughton, filed an independent case in Minnesota suing Mitchell Feeds Incorporated and Mitchell Farms, I believe, Inc., for breach of contract and also for replevin powers. So that matter is currently pending in Minnesota. There was a restraining order issued in that matter enjoining the sale, transfer, et cetera, of any of the properties within Minnesota. Now, along those lines, as far as what we're seeing as far as potential assets as of right now for our trust fund is a bond worth approximately $70,000. Also, potentially grain at the Hendrum, Minnesota facility, which of course is in another state. So that's essentially where we're at right now. I don't know how much further I want to go, but that's kind of the general status.
Okay. Milana or Sue, anything to add to that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the purpose of requesting a work session was to discuss the potential consequences and options in those two proceedings.
Okay. All right. With that, should we move to executive session?
Yes.
Okay. And my script is here in front of me, right?
Right.
Okay, the work session is on PSC versus Mitchell Feeds, Inc., case number GE-11-51. This case may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code subsections 4104, 19.1-19.2. The topic or purpose of this executive session is to discuss case status, legal options, and legal recommendations of negotiation strategy, guidance, and instructions relating to insolvency matter currently being litigated, PSC versus Mitchell Feeds, Inc., case number GE-11-51. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in an executive session rather than in an open meeting.
Is so moved.
Such a motion? It's been moved by Commissioner Kramer.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kalk. Any discussion on the motion? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And I, all opposed. Motion carried.
Does the record have to reflect a roll?
I don't know. Do you take a roll call then, and if you would?
Well, the script says to. That's why I...
Does it?
Well, the script says... My guess is that it's...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It'll be noted as...
Unanimous. It'll be noted as unanimous, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. We'll take that out.
The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the governing body are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the governing body must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room, and we'll be shutting off the internet connection for all those who might be listening in shortly as well. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of this meeting at approximately, we'll say, 11:30. The meeting, the minutes will show that the executive session began at 11:10 a.m. on July 5th, 2011, and was attended by, actually, why don't we have everyone who's here just identify themselves for the record. This is Tony Clark.
Kevin Kramer.
Brian Kolk.
Mark Grumman.
Sue Richter.
Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco.
Kelsey Kropp.
Tim Erdman. Scott Sheldon.
No, he's out. He has to leave. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
All right, very good. And Scott is shutting the doors. In just one moment, we'll shut off the internet connection. And as I indicated, we'll be back about 11:30. Okay.
Point, yeah, that's right.
Okay, does
Scott know that?
We better make sure Scott knows that. So that
yeah, I spoke with him once, but I probably don't.
He may have just shut everything off. And
I think he thought Alana threw him out. In.
It's a member of Derek Braun's firm.
Oh, okay.
For intern.
What's his name?
I missed it.
Okay.
Okay, so one's closed, one's open. They're two separate recordings. They're